Hold on one moment.
Yeah.
Thank you, John. Hi, Louise. Hi, Rachel. This is Gail. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Are you ready for the fatted turkey?
Yeah. Nice.
So John told me that he was chatting with you about the first page listing we were filling out today on Google, and you passed our pre-screening, and then you talked to John, and he said that, yes, you're qualified for the listing. So it's good to meet you. We've been looking through the area trying to find one qualified company today. So glad it's the two of you.
Thank you.
So you bet. So what I'll do, guys, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have as we go, and of course I'll get pricing for you. And John may have mentioned we've got Black Friday special going on this week, and they've actually granted us some really nice discounts. So I'm excited about that. So we'll get that applied for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you guys and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on this listing today. Fair enough.
Yep. Yeah,
okay. Great. Now, before I get talking, I've been told I can talk all day. Do you have any questions so far, aside from the obvious pricing?
No, I mean, basically, we already have listings, you know, for other businesses, and, you know, so we're familiar. We just, you know, there's been a lot of different companies calling, asking about the same thing, so we're just honestly trying to go with the best price right now, and, you know, but we know how it works, like popping up, you know, certain places on the search engine and whatnot. We have one that we pay for now for a tattoo shop. And we did sign up with Angie's List. Unfortunately, it's not really working out, but they said that they gave us a Google listing, but I think it's only by name. I don't think it's by just general search under contractors or whatever. And they said they signed us up for Yelp as well, but the website that they give us, it is, it says Angie's List, blah, blah, blah. So we would have to pay for each time somebody comes to, you know, so I don't want a website that involves them. We just want to do like one just for our business and then.
Wow.
Have the listing.
Oh, gosh.
But I didn't want to put a new listing until I had like a website established and all that. I mean, I don't know if you guys do them.
And actually, that may be something we can help you with. And you know, I think, it's kind of dirty, but I think how they're getting away with telling you that they gave you a Google listing is that they create a page on the Angie's website that's about your company. And then
when the customer goes to them and clicks on renovations, then we come up. But it's not and they told us, oh, you can put a cap on your lead amount. So I'm like, okay. So I put 500 just to see how it would go. Well, they didn't say that the instant booking is not included in the 500. So now we've been billed 2,200 in the last 7 days. So I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah. So.
Oh my God. Oh gosh, you guys,
yeah, like,
I'm so sorry.
We're a small business. I mean, he's got other businesses, but still, like, we can't be taking trips like that. So. You know,
I gotta tell you, Rachel, I want to swear, it kicks me off. I'll just say that because I can't. When I hear
there's
that happen,
there's plenty of ways
to make
money that legitimately,
yeah,
you know, they don't have to be
exactly
about it.
Exactly. Well, and you know,
nitty gritty. What is the, do you guys charge like per ad or by the month or what is the?
Good question. So, and I just have to tell you, I actually have firsthand experience with the same company, very similar to what you had. I owned a remodeling company here in Colorado, and I got the same stinky stuff that you got from those people. And honestly, I'm the person, I don't like to see other people taking advantage of it. Breaks my heart. And it makes me mad when I see somebody like you guys. You're just trying to make a living. You're not, you know, You're not out trying
and
to
honestly,
do
he charges, yeah, and honestly, like, he charges such a fair price that, like, I could see somebody out there ripping people off and, okay,
yeah,
let's get this guy back, you know, but,
yeah,
like, honestly,
exactly,
like, somebody went in and did a job that we just finished for, like, say, $22,000, and we bid it for, like, $11,000, you know, I was like, what, how can they want to charge my friend $66,000 to install windows, where, like, we could do it for $10,000.
Wow. Oh,
crazy.
My gosh.
There's some companies are charging.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we were charging these astronomical prices, then we wouldn't mind paying $2,200
yeah
a week, but we're not.
I don't know. You know, I talked to a company last week. They were spending $20,000 a month on Angie's.
Yeah.
I says, are you crazy?
Well, the thing is you don't know that you're doing it. They don't send you an email
yeah
with a statement. You got to go on there and check. And most people don't check that frequently. But since we're new to it, I was keeping track of what was, you know, I mean, I say I was keeping track. It's gone by a week and look what happened. You know, I mean, I trust
wow
and track, but yeah.
Well, so
even Facebook ads are the same way. They'll start adding up and adding up before you even more. Signed up for, you gotta watch them too.
Oh, so you've tried
it.
You've
fire.
Let me, I'm making
okay
a couple notes here. So you've done Facebook ads too, right, Cole?
Yep, we have them already, yep.
Okay, and are they working out? Are you getting returns on the Facebook ads?
Oh yeah, we got about six business pages on Facebook that we do ads with. You know, so we have a car dealership and a two tattoo shop, a bounce house
oh wow
company, and a repair shop. Yeah.
Wow, you own all
so
of those
all
companies.
Those, yeah. And he
that's
does,
awesome.
You know, advertising on Facebook with all those, and then the tattoo shops we do on Google. You know.
Now, what about 123 renovations? Do you have
that? We just
that
started, so we have
okay
a, you know, really, we just got busy.
Okay, I think I've got a couple of good options for you. So, one of the first things that we do is we'll close down the Spring Hill area for your category.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, I mean, your renovations and dumpster rentals, you probably could sit under the general contractor category, couldn't you? I mean, you must be a DC if you're doing right now.
I don't want to get in. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I don't want to get in anything that's not general contractors. I don't want it to be like a false, you know, that we're falsely advertising our service. And it's very,
right,
very thin line, you know, so I just want to be careful with whatever
sure
we do that's in the right category. But, you know, we do painting, remodeling, drywall, we do carpet, we do granite, we do windows and doors, decks, porches,
oh,
pretty much everything except for electric and plumbing, everything.
Okay, and then do you sub that out, though?
Any of those, any or all of them, whatever, you know, so.
Okay. Now, if you had light electrical, like, involved in a remodel, is that something you'd sub out?
I would just sub it out to somebody. No, but most of the time, like, say, when somebody builds a house or they're doing a renovation, to hire a plumber, then they have to hire a carpenter, then they have to hire a drywall, then they got to have a finisher,
right,
then a painter, then a, you know, an HVAC. Like, they got to hire 50 different people for one
yeah
house. We do all of it besides concrete and then electric and plumbing. Those three, no. But everything else, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Okay,
so
perfect. So what we'll do, so we close the area for your category, and that's what I was deciding, because GC is open as well, so is renovations and dumpster rentals.
I mean,
is it really a category?
Two different things. You think? Yeah, I was going to say we'd probably need two different ads, one for dumpster rental and hauling or whatever, cleanouts and haul, whatever it's considered, and then one for home remodeling and renovation or repairs, even handyman. I don't know. Like, I think... Oh, my God.
So
sorry, I go
actually
outside, my bird's screaming. My bird's just screaming. I can't even get anywhere. Oh, my God. Jeez.
Is
it's
that,
cold
yeah,
outside, so they're all mad that I'm not letting them out.
Oh.
Okay.
We have that issue with the cats right now. So
let me go to the garage and see if I can find some quiet.
No problem.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Did you make it?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good, good. So, and that's what I was debating too. I think probably the best category is really to list you. So the listing, the name itself isn't going to come up. What's going to come up is all of your keywords. And your keywords are based on your service.
Like, what do people have to search? Is that what you're saying? They got to search the keyword?
Right. Well, they would need to search for your services. So we would use handyman. We use remodel. We use bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, garage or basement remodel if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Like painting, painting is a big profit type. And like we install cabinets, you could do under cabinets. So there's like a few
words for. Okay, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, so what we do is the area for a 50-mile radius around Spring Hill will be closed off for your category and all of your service offerings. So it's very strict Google rules that we have to follow as a Google Premier Channel partner. We can only work with one company per category, per area. So, for example, if we list Handyman as one of your services, we can't take any other handyman services in a 50-mile radius of you. Same with painting, same with remodel, anything that you want to use as your services, in other words, as your keywords, then we can't work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius. So that ensures that those leads and calls go to you. They're not sold off or given off to your competitors like you probably found on Angie's. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary between your Google business profile and your website so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, you pop up right in the map section on that first page, and then they're able to just click and call you directly.
Three, and then you got to click that little button that says, like, see more or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I type in, like, food near me, it'll bring up, like, three listings. And then I'll have to click a bar to get to any more. You know what I mean? To show on the map the distance and whatnot. That's the one or below that one.
Well, except you'll be on the first page. You won't have to do the more places to find you.
Okay.
That's where we program you. And now I was looking. You probably don't have a Google business profile yet, do you? I didn't see one right off.
I didn't make one yet, only like I said, because I still don't even have a logo or anything to put up there. So that's the only reason I haven't, we just now got the business cards and or can use that for, the logo now, but, I just didn't have anything to make. And also I don't know if this is going to be an issue for you or not, but at first, the name of the business was going to be, 123 renovation and repairs, but then we bought the dump trailer and we decided to change it. So with the state of Florida, I have renovation and repairs. I don't want anything advertised that,
gotcha.
If you have to go by the legal state of Florida, LLC name,
Nope, we don't. We don't. You can do a DBA all day long. So, no problems there.
Well, I amended I amended the name, so it's in the process, but they're like 16 weeks out to do it.
Wow. Everybody's so short-staffed. It is insane. It's just crazy. Well, and given your experience on Angie's, I think you're going to really like the first page of Google because, one, the leads and calls aren't going to your competitors. We don't share them. We don't filter them. We don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads are unlimited. And, of course, they go right to you. So you have people calling you right in the moment that they're looking for your services rather than after they've been cooled off by going through Angie's web form and sent out to five other contractors. You catch them when they're fresh. And, of course, those are always the best leads when they're fresh, rather than going out to five competitors. Now, I've got a couple of options for you that I think will work out really well. So first option is that local map programming, which is everything that you and I have been talking about. Now, we can also add Facebook ads to it. And so our Facebook ads teams, there are actually a couple of them. One writes the ads and targets them. So we can make your Facebook dollars go a long, long ways. Just through that targeting, we can really drill in on the right areas and the right demographics that you're looking for. And we make sure that your ads are shown in front of the right people and not so much in front of the wrong ones, the ones that aren't going to buy. But also something else that's been really powerful with the Facebook ads is the retargeting, which I hated when it happened to me, but I love it as something that works for our customers. Retargeting, and I'm sure you've had this happen, Rachel, if you searched anything on Google or Amazon or Walmart and then you have an ad following you around for something similar for a couple weeks, everywhere you go,
yeah.
You're deemed, yes, those are retargeted ads.
Even if I don't search it, even if I just say it.
Pretty much. I know Google's listening. I swear. But those are retargeted ads. And the cool thing about those is they're just free branding and free advertising. They don't cost you anything. So we get those retargets out there as well. And then, of course, they only count against your ad dollars when they click, typically to call you. Because by that time, they'll have seen your retargeted ad enough times that, I don't know, it's a phenomenon that has happened, I guess, since social media. They feel like they know you, like you, and can trust you because they've seen your retargeted ad so many times. And then that one more ad shows in front of them, and the guy goes, oh, man, the wife told me I was supposed to get the house painted, and I didn't call anybody. Look, there's 1, 2, 3. They're right there. I've seen them before. I know them. Let's just get this done. So now $100 in Facebook ads is actually the most I would recommend for you to start with, but I think that's going to get you a really nice return and at a modest cost. I mean, those costs, I don't know, what are you seeing for pay-per-click costs? We usually say they're average about 50 cents on the Facebook ads.
I have to go in there and look up, like, Lewis is the one that handled that. I'm not super familiar with,
okay.
I know that, hold on, let me see. Hayden, wait a second, I'm on the phone. Hold on.
Oh, you got a little one?
Yeah. Okay, so we have 8 profiles, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yeah. We have 8 different profiles for businesses.
Oh, wow. You guys are rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Let me see what I can find. Personal dash.
I was just kind of curious how they compare what you're seeing for per-click costs. And something else I wanted to mention, too, with when we do Facebook ads for you, you never go over budget. You don't. I mean, we monitor that so that you don't go over. So if you and I decide on $100 a month on Facebook, you don't go over that. We monitor it so that you don't. And we also monitor, make sure that you're still targeted where you should be, that you're getting the return that you should be. And that always helps too.
Yeah. This says, hold on. Ad Center. I was just curious what they're charging. I was looking real quick.
Yeah, I am too. Now, have you had this done with any of your other businesses, the digital marketing and first page of Google placement?
InkLife is on the Google thing like that.
Okay, nice.
Hi, Burbert, I see you. Okay, I see you. Okay. She's like flapping her wings and looking.
Oh,
trying to get my attention.
Oh, hey, what kind of bird?
Come on.
No, a what?
A macaw, like the big,
I love them. A friend of mine had one. Oh, they're beautiful birds.
Yeah, she's a good girl, right? She's kind of mean. She doesn't let anybody touch her but me. If you even walk past me when she's near me, she will bite.
Oh, so she's mama's girl.
People are like, oh, she's so mean. She's bad. I'm like, no, she's just protective.
she's the one.
When you have a parrot.
Exactly. She's a one-person bird. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand that.
If you search in Google right now, if you search in tattoo shops in Brooksville, we come up like first, you know, let me look and see. Tattoo shops.
Yes, Brooksville, you said. I see Timequake, Ink Life, Mesmerize.
Ink Life is us. So we're the first one on here. Yeah.
Nice.
So we're the first one where I'm looking from. I don't know about you, but that one, and then the next one's Timequake, then Mesmerize, and then it goes to more businesses. That's what I was saying. Is it going to be in those three?
Yes. Yes. And by the way, nice work. I clicked through to see. Beautiful, beautiful. I don't know who does your artwork for you, but nice work.
Yeah, we have several people. I mean, there's three locations. Like, that one's the one in Brooksville. The one in Spring Hill is actually our more popular shop, but I don't think we have a listing for them. They're busy enough because they're on US 19, so they don't even need advertising.
Oh.
Their foot traffic.
Right,
but
location.
I just typed in Ink Life, and the Spring Hill shop comes up first, so.
Okay.
So we also do like permanent makeup, and then that where people are like losing their hair and they get the hair follicles tattooed. That's pretty crazy.
Well, it's okay. So sooner or later, I'm gonna have to find a reason to get to Florida. I don't hang out with her anymore. She turned wacko. Anyway, different story. She had permanent eyeliner. And in Colorado, you have to go to a plastic surgeon to get it done. I'm like, come on, a tattoo? Nah. So, cool to know. Very cool to know. Well, so Rachel, let me, get you pricing, because you guys are very well suited for this listing. You're a great match. I mean, there aren't any negative notations about 123 renovations anywhere.
We have great reviews on, we have 5 stars in both the piercing shops too, the auto repair, all of them.
Absolutely. No, I think this is a
your own horn or anything, right?
Oh, heck, you should, lady. I mean, come on, who else is going to? But no, seriously, much admiration. I mean, what you guys have got going all around is wonderful. Absolutely love it. I'm so glad you're doing well. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, and it's never anything more than that. We don't even add taxes, but no click fees, call fees, lead fees, job fees. Nothing extra added on ever. And we operate on a month-to-month basis. We just don't believe in locking our people into contracts. If we're going to do our job, which is what we're here to do, then there's no need. So I hope month-to-month's all right for you guys.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So let me do this. Now, you just recently started 123, didn't you? Or are you a few years in? Okay, perfect.
He's been doing this about 25 years, but we only did it like to buy a house, fix it up, and sell it for a profit. But when you start making a good amount of profit, you don't want to pay taxes on that. So
right.
We started doing it, you know, as a business instead. So.
Gotcha.
And then once we posted a few things on Facebook, then it was like call after call, you know, after that. So
nice. That's awesome. Okay, and I assume you can add people on if you need to as business increases.
Oh yeah, that's the you know, that was the plan, kind of just as needed. You know what I mean? Right now, we, the three guys that we have, know every single area of the house, all three of them. So I don't know how we got lucky enough to find guys that know everything about it, but
wow, that's
important. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. Well,
you don't want somebody. You know, we did our last house in 60 days. Like, most people take 6, 7, 8, 9 months to renovate a whole house, and that's like every driveway, garage, roof, AC, everything.
That's amazing. Well, and good that you've got good people. You don't want somebody that's going to go in there and hack it all up under your name. That doesn't work.
If you go on Facebook and pull up our thing, you can see our pictures. Like, the word sells itself. We don't even really have to.
I will do that, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to go find you right now. So let me take a look. While I'm doing that, I've got two screens on two different monitors open here, so I am multitasking for you. Let's see. I think it's an
improvement.
Yeah, I just found you. Yeah. Oh, my God, Rachel. That's a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah, you should have seen it before. Let me see. Why can't I see? I had, featured photos. I don't know how to find. Are you seeing any more than the three pictures or no?
I see. I was just the first one that's on your, background on Facebook. That one's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And then there's a video under featured.
Yeah. That's a paint job. Okay, I guess if you go to about, if you click the about and you go to featured, there's 37 at the bottom photos.
I don't know. That's odd. Well, and I'm going to give you a like while I'm over here for whatever that is worth.
I'll have to try to, I'll have to see what I'm doing. I must be doing something wrong that the photos are not uploading. But you can't see them from where you are because, like, my view is different as the owner of the page person.
Yeah.
On your phone.
So when I go to about, there they are. Let's see. Maybe. It gives three albums. Both of the first pictures are that cover photo of that kitchen. Mm. And then the third one, maybe it is under albums.
That's so weird.
Huh.
So why it's not... I'll have to figure it out. I'm glad I told you the book because now I know.
I am too. So, okay, I got my pricing up here. So, bear with me. I've got to go through retail and then we'll apply your credits. And being that you just started officially in October, I think I can use two. I think I'll be able to use our Black Friday and your new in business that you normally have too. So you see what we come up with. So retail's coming up at $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But let's get some credits applied in here. Okay, good. So your new in business got you down to $249 a month. And then the Black Friday got you down to $199. And then on the setup... Between the two, it took your setup fee down to $99. So the setup fee is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then you'd actually be locked in at that $199, even though we're getting you in with discounts because of the sales that we've got today. You're still locked in there for life, so it'll never be anything more than that. And then what I wanted to suggest, since you've been doing Facebook, and I think it would be really good for 1, 2, 3 renovations, we could add $100 a month to it, and you'd get $100 a month in Facebook ads. We write them, run them, manage them. All you have to do is collect the inbound calls when they come through. Target them for you.
Okay.
Do the return. So, yeah.
Do you get, like, a call button?
I believe they do on the ads, yes. Oh, yes, they do because they have to, from that ad, they have to have a way to contact you. So, yes, there would be a call button or click to call. Yep, absolutely. And that includes, so all together, that's that local map programming so you come up on the first page in the map, and then that extra 100, so if we said $2.99, would include the Facebook. And let's see what else it's throwing in here for you. Okay, ah, wow. So it says you're also eligible for a free website, build, host, and maintain. So we would do all that for you. We'd build the site so it's Google compliant and optimized. And then you don't have to fuss with it either if you don't want to. You can just tell us what you want on it. And you'll still have access to it. It's built on WordPress. But you could go in anytime you wanted, upload photos or videos or change words, whatever. But if you don't want to or don't have time, you sound like you must be busy, all you have to do is let us know and we'll make those changes. And we don't charge for that. And it'll be on a, so unlike Angie's where they give you a page within their site, Yelp is the same thing, a page within their site. This will be on a .com of your own, something that works for you and your business, an actual real .com website. What else we got? See, it's also throwing in review monitoring. So in other words, we'll review or monitor your reviews on Google. And if you turn up with a bad one, we can give you pointers on how to fix it or get it taken off, things like that. But we can alert you if you do get a bad one so you can deal with it. And then we can also build that logo for you if you'd like. No charge for any of these little extras. It's just kicking them all in.
Okay. Let me get this. I'm not sure if he was on the phone. So let me ask.
No problem.
He's on the phone, so ultimately it'll be up to him. But I was just getting the information. Okay, let me write it down and I'll like put it in front of him.
What is it? No worries.
He said just the bottom line. Like I know there's discounts and whatnot, but what's the bottom number at the end?
So if we can get you set up today, it would bring your monthly down to $199, and then just a one-time $99 setup. And that would just be the local map. I shouldn't say just. It would still also include website, logo, the review monitoring. That's all still included. And if you'd like, we could do $100 a month in Facebook ads for you. And we do all the writing and the targeting and the running, get them in front of the right people. And our Facebook ad writers are amazing. We have a team that's what they do. They specialize in writing Facebook ads that get good responses, and they make my head spin. I wouldn't be able to do what they do.
Yeah. Okay.
Rachel, did we? Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Did we reach you on your cell phone or on Luis's cell phone?
This is Luis's phone.
Okay.
Well, this is the business phone. It's the business for, whoever's there answers it.
Gotcha. So I just sent you a text message to that number, and it's my contact information.
Okay.
And then, when do you think you'll have a chance to talk to Luis? I'd like to button you guys up before the end of the day so I can get you these discounts.
Peyton, go see if Luis is still on the phone, please. Can you go check if he's on the phone?
Those darn men, they stray when you don't watch them, don't they? They go wandering off. You can't find them.
I know, he's in the bed, but he's on the phone. He's like, his phone rings nonstop. I'm like, can we ever have any time?
Gosh.
Let me just, do you want me to call you back? Is that what you're saying? Let me just ask, is the $199 going to be from here on out or only for the first month?
Nope, that's here on out. You're locked in there for life. So your flat rate each month will be, for life, $199. Won't go up.
Okay. And then it's $100 for Facebook and the website is your what? What is it going to be like? What
That's on a WordPress. We build it on a WordPress site. It's one of the most compatible for Google. And then we build it and do the programming so that it's Google compliant also.
It'll be on the, like, next to the action tabs, like the call, but it'll say website. It'll be on that.
Yep. So it'll be its own .com. And then, I was going to tell you something about, what was it? Website. I forgot what it was, Rachel.
Logo maker?
I'm sorry.
Okay. You said it was a logo through like a logo maker thing or?
No, we'll actually, our graphics team will make you a logo. They'll talk to you, kind of get an idea of what you want on your logo. And then they'll mock some up so that you have choices. You can decide which one you want. Or if you want to combine elements of any of them into one. And you'll definitely, of course, have say in what your logo looks like, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I know what I was going to mention. Your Google Business Profile. We'll get that going for you, too. It's also included. We just plan on doing it because a lot of companies don't have a GDP yet. So we'll get it started. And then once you get the verification code in the mail, we whip that off to Google, and then we can finish our programming on the Google Business Profile, too. And we'll put your photos in your GDP also.
Okay. Google Business Profile. And what's the name of your company?
Local Splash.
Okay, what's your number and contact info? Are you going to be able to text you then?
I did, but I can give it to you anyway. It's 877.
Okay. I see it. Yeah, 635-6225. Okay,
yep.
Yeah, I got it.
And then mine. Perfect.
Okay, so let me ask him whenever he gets off the phone, and then I will give you a call back. How late are you guys open?
We're here until 4 Pacific time, so 7 p.m. your time will be taken off.
7, okay, it's 5 now. So. Okay, so I will give you a call back then after I talk to him.
That would be great. If I don't hear from you, I'll touch base with you in an hour or so. How's that sound?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, well, you bet. We'll talk to you in a bit. Thanks, Rachel.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.